Hare Krishna. Okay, here's a question from Nanda Gopa, who says in Bhagavad Gita 3:27, Krishna says, quote, the activities are in actuality carried out by the three modes of material nature, unquote. Now he asks, can I change the main events in my present life by my acts? If some act seems like it makes a difference, then probably it was my karma too. Hare Krishna. Not so clear on what the second part of the question is, but certainly this is a important question, and it's a standard question. It is the traditional free will and destiny question. Is a living entity forced by his by destiny, by his karma, to do all the things that he does, or does he actually have will? Can he actually change his destiny? We should note later on that in the 13th chapter, Krishna directly answers this question, and he says that it's not a either-or question, but rather it's a and question, or the answer is an and question. It's both, that we have both our free will, and we also have our karma, and both are instrumental in determining events and in what happens to us, and particularly when we talk about we. When we're talking about a aspiring transcendentalist, then certainly the whole idea in Krishna consciousness is that we want to actually change our karma. And that is possible, because Krishna himself says, "Aham tvam sarva papebhyo." In the 13th chapter, then Krishna says, "Karya karanam karti tve." Hetu praktiti ruchate purushasya putukanam bhoktitve hetu ruchate. So there he says that nature is the source of the cause and effects in this world, but the living entity is the cause of his sufferings and enjoyments. So Krishna is pointing out that both are there. And aham tam sarva papebhyo. So mame kam saranam. To the degree that we surrender to Krishna, follow his instructions, chant Hare Krishna, abide by the etiquette, standards, norms, laws that he sets out, and hear and chant about his glories and perform the different angas of devotional service in our lives, to that degree, we become papebhyo, we become free. He delivers us from that. And when we're completely surrendered to Krishna, when sarvadharma pritya, when we completely surrender ourselves to Krishna, then aham tam sarva papebhyo, then we become completely free of all reaction, at which time you could say that a person really has free will. So that complete surrender doesn't come overnight. It comes in stages, no doubt. And certainly as we practice the process, sometimes we may fall. Apichit sudra charo. That's also implicit within the process of being a practitioner. But nonetheless, if we're determined, then certainly we derive spiritual strength to make changes upon our past karma, making changes in events in our life which would otherwise have gone the other way. And this is the basis not only of devotional service, but of all religion. In every religion, the basic precept is that if you surrender to God's instruction, then you can become forgiven, or you can become free from all of the activities that you may have done in some previous life or previous lifetime. But it requires that strength. It requires that spiritual potency that comes from the Lord, and that is the Lord's mercy. And that spiritual potency is visible through the purification of heart. So yes, it is not our karma that determines whether we surrender to Krishna or not. It's our faith, which comes by association, that determines our success in advancing in spiritual life. And as we advance and surrender to Krishna, then to that degree we enjoy greater and greater degrees of freedom. For that reason, it's extremely important the devotees are serious practitioners. It's not enough that we have faith. Adoshvara, tatasadu sangha, bhajana kriya, anata nivritti, siya, tatanishta, tataruchi. So, yes, we may have faith, and faith is the beginning, is part of the story, but that's all it is. It's part of the story. And having faith in itself is not enough to actually protect us from all of the sinful or pious activities and the concomitant results of those pious activities and sinful activities that we performed in a previous lifetime. We need good association, therefore sadhu sangha is so important, and bhajana kriya. We need to perform very serious bhajan. And by that bhajan, then vridha prata, then one's determination becomes very, very strong. So we are not going to become Krishna conscious because of good karma. We're going to become Krishna conscious because of good sadhana. We're fortunate enough to gain the association of Vaishnavas. And if we take very seriously the practice of devotional activities, then ultimately, yes, we will become nishtha. We'll come to the stage of nishtha where we're no longer going up and down, and when we're not slipping and succumbing to the influence of the senses or consequence of our past activities, but we always stay firmly fixed and devotional practice, and from there advancing becomes much more progressive, much more rapid. I'm keeping this short because it's taking a long time to send away these podcasts. And Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.